And Bill, if you will come now and bring God's word to us.
I invite you to turn with me in your Bibles. I'm aware that you have pew Bibles if you don't have your own. To Hebrews chapter 11. I'll be reading the first six verses. Now, faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. This is what the ancients were commended for. By faith, we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what is seen was made out of what was not visible. By faith, Abel offered God a better sacrifice than Cain did. By faith, he was commended as a righteous man. When God spoke well of his offering, and by faith, he still speaks even though he is dead. By faith, Enoch was taken from this life so that he did not experience death. He could not be found because God had taken him away. For before he was taken, he was commended as one who pleased God. And without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. I pray that the Lord can bless the reading and hearing of his word. And I pray now that, well, ask that we bow again in prayer. Gracious Lord, our Heavenly Father, we thank you that you have called us to be here today. We thank you that you have called most of us and adopted us to be your children. We pray that you will guard the words of my mouth, the meditation of our hearts, that by the power of your Holy Spirit, you will guide us and lead us to be conformed more to the image of Jesus Christ. We pray that your word, the written word of the scriptures, will be illuminated for us, and that by your Spirit we will be transformed so that we will be conformed more to the image of our Savior, Jesus Christ. We pray these things in his blessed and holy name. Amen. Some people talk about Hebrews 11 as a roll call of heroes of the faith. Well, some people like that expression. Some people think that, no, these were just men and women called by God to serve him, that in their lives, the lives that they lived, the times they lived in, they knew that God existed. They sought to obey him, to glorify him. I'm sorry, maybe I should be conscious of going ahead and speaking before the microphone. And for me, that's a strange experience, hearing my voice echo some. I'm sorry if I stumble because of, golly, think about the way my kids have advanced. Lord has blessed Margaret and I greatly with two boys. That one of them is working in a ministry in Arkansas, and one of them is working right now. He is at work at what I refer to as a mega church, a Baptist church with thousands of members in the Jackson area. His work there is in a technical way, and his ability to worship is at other times. But He works on things like the, they call it the IT, but it would include things like the microphone here and making sure it works and the control of volume. But that's what John Mark is doing while Will is working with young men in Arkansas. As it speaks about now, this is faith. Faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. This is what the ancients were commended for. By faith, we understand that the universe was formed by God's command so that what is seen was made from what was not visible. What is seen was not made by what was visible. Why? How? Simply by His word, He created all things. We don't need to go through modern middle school science classes, or maybe it's primary school science classes that tell us about evolution and a Big Bang theory. Well, the only Big Bang was, in the beginning, God created. He spoke, and it was there. We serve an almighty God, but a God who has chosen to love us. He has called us to faith in Him, to believe that He is, that He exists, and all that is visible was created by Him. Our faith during the last couple of years has been tested in a lot of different ways. There's some things that I'm not going to talk about up here except to just sort of mention that they exist. We had a presidential election. There were two primary candidates, and I think there were probably others that were not in the news all the time, not their names weren't on billboards everywhere, or you didn't hear about them on the news every night. But there was primarily past President Trump and now the current President Biden. And I'm sure that a lot of things could be said about either one of them that could sound positive or negative. There are other things that happened that President Trump suffered from, and some of his family members suffered from. The pandemic. I know that my eldest son, who's at the Capstone Center in Arkansas, at Christmas time, the kids went home to be with family. They came back, and a couple weeks later, everybody there at this treatment center, started with the kids, but then all the staff too, all got the COVID-19. And our son Will has gotten over, as far as we know, very well. But I know where Margaret and I go to church at Lakeside Presbyterian Church in Brandon, Mississippi. Some of my old friends, people I looked up to. One person's doctor worked at the University Medical Center in Jackson and was a professor there. I don't know if he got it at the hospital or someplace else, but he got it, and the Lord took him home. And I don't know why, I just went blank. I guess that's one of those things that I do frequently, probably partially because of my age, and partially because I've watched too much TV, and that has effects on our neural synapses. But anyhow, there was somebody else that was a friend at Lakeside Presbyterian Church that is now worshiping with the Lord. He's in the Lord's presence. And so he's not somebody I can talk with. But this past year, with things like COVID, or things like a presidential election that was so highly contested, I think that President Biden got the most votes ever for somebody that's been elected president in our country. But that also means, because it's such a close election, that Donald Trump probably got more votes than anybody in past elections or previous elections also. I'm not sure about that, but it was a highly contested contest. God's sovereign. No matter what we can say about anybody that's elected as a congressman locally, as the mayor, as our president and vice president, God is sovereign. We've got to trust him. We know that the word teaches that he has a plan. Romans 8:28 tells us that he causes all things to work together for good for those that love him and are called according to his purpose. So whether I like Trump when he was president or like him now, that doesn't affect God's sovereignty. But God does tell us in his word to pray for those who are in authority over you. Pray for the nation that we will be blessed. Pray for those who are sick. Pray for your children. Pray for your parents or your grandparents. But especially pray for those that don't know the Lord as their Savior. The Bible tells us in many places that it's appointed unto man once to live and then to die, and after that we face the judgment. And Jesus said, "No one comes to the Father except through me." I've got extended family members that, oh, one of the most loved people in my extended family. And as far as I know, he has no faith. He's highly educated, but he does not know that he is a sinner that will face judgment if he doesn't have a Savior. And there's only one that is Savior, and that is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Well, what do you have faith in? We've been asked to have faith in a lot of different things. The certainty of who's elected president. Well, that was highly contested, but the decision has been made. Lord tells us pray for him, and we got to trust God that he is sovereign. But now there's other things. We're told that there is a vaccine for the coronavirus. My wife and I have gone down to a facility where, at the government's expense, we've both gotten two shots. And I fully expect that sometime in the future, there's going to be something that comes up and says, oh, now we need a booster. But I'll have to wait and see if that happens or not. Lord willing, all of you have taken the shots when they were available. And I know that they weren't available for people under 18 until recently, or was it 16? I forgot. But now they're available to people down to 12 years of age. And we'll have to wait and see, are there really any side effects? So far, everybody says no, there are none reported. Although there's complications for one or two people that had other pre-existing conditions. Praise God that he's sovereign. Praise God that the Word of God says is He's a good God and He's got plans for good for us. Well, there's of the things we can't see, from viruses to the how effective the masks are that we sometimes wear when we're out in public, or some places people aren't wearing them anymore. But we take those things on faith. Sometimes I might be a little concerned about this or that. But I've got to take these things on faith, knowing that God is sovereign, that He is in control. All those people that we read about in Hebrews that we call the heroes of the faith, all of those who people were people that lived out their daily lives believing that God is sovereign, that God rewards those that seek Him. As we look at the things in our life, we can't see the viruses. We can't see the future, except that what the Bible spells out for us. We know that one day we will physically die. These people all died, not ever getting the promises. Some of us may do that. Some of us may be here when Christ returns again. Oh, glorious day. But all of us are called to believe God. Believe that He exists. He is real. He's the one that out of nothing spoke and the universe came into being. He is the one, though, that has said, I love you. I care for you. Do you know that Jesus suffered and died to pay the penalty for your sins? Do you know that God loves you so much that God the Father sent the Son, and that the Son willingly suffered being beaten, being spit on, being mocked, and then having people drive spikes through His feet or His legs and through His hands or His wrists? And then He hung there till He died to show His love. You are loved. Let us love one another as we have been loved. Let us know that the only hope of salvation is found in faith in Jesus Christ. And let us share that with people in our community, with people in our family. I keep trying to tactfully do that with my extended family members, but it's very difficult, especially when some of their extended family in the other direction are members of what we might tend to think of as a cult. And I'm not going to get into the names of some of the other religious groups. But you all have seen wonderful things with the Mormons. And boy, I love, especially like at Christmas time, to hear something like the Mormon Tabernacle Choir sing. But the things taught within the Mormon church are not biblical, are not Christian. And I've got no reason to believe that any of them are saved by God's grace, because they don't have faith in Christ alone. These heroes of the faith, as some people refer to them in this chapter of Hebrews, They lived faith as a way of life, a way of life that's pleasing to God. In God's faith, in God's sight, it's faith that has a future hope. Where is your faith today? Is your faith in the way the government can help us out with individually? I'm thankful for the government that right now I've gotten old, but I'm collecting Social Security. Well, I'm thankful for that, but my faith is not in them providing for my needs. My faith is in the God that allows the system and the God who's promised to take care of me. Did you have a good night's sleep last night? I'm sorry, I need to keep getting in front of this microphone. Do you have a roof over your head when you go home today? Did you have a bed to sleep in? I thank the Lord for the ways He has blessed me. I praise the Lord that my wife is a great driver and she does not mind driving, and that's probably a good idea since I have destroyed more than one vehicle. I still enjoy driving, but when we're on the road together, I'm perfectly content and pleased to have her provide us with transportation. Thank the Lord that we have that safety. But the safety is not in her hands. I mean, it is. We all have responsibility. But the safety I'm most thankful for is that it's in His hands. The effectiveness of the vaccine that I think probably most of us have had, it's in His hands. Do you have faith in Jesus as your Savior? If not, I invite you today to speak with me, one of the elders, one of the leaders in the church, somebody that's been a Sunday school teacher. Talk to them about faith in Jesus Christ. Any one of us would be glad to sit down and pray with you, talk with you, to thank Jesus Christ for suffering and dying for your sins, that you have an eternal home in heaven. And I thank God for things like vaccines for viruses. Thank God for beds to sleep on, a roof over our heads. Thank Him for the food that we get to eat. But thank Him more that He loves us and that my name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And that when my life on this earth is gone, is when I have died, unless He returns first. I really don't expect that soon, but it could be tomorrow. It could be today. But when that happens, I will go home to be with the Lord forever in heaven. Where is your faith? Do you believe? Faith is being sure of what the Word promises, being certain, knowing that God's Word is just that, God's Word. And what the Word says, the promises are true. What it says, even as He spoke and the universe came into existence, in the same way He is going to return, in the same way those who have faith in Jesus Christ will be taken, like Enoch, to be with the Lord forever. Let us bow in prayer. Gracious Lord, our Heavenly Father, Thank you for your love. Thank you that you so loved us that you sent the Son. Thank you, Jesus, for sacrificing yourself on our behalf. And thank you that the two of you sent the Spirit to be with us forever, to give us assurance, to guide us. We thank you for these things in the blessed holy name of Jesus. Amen.